ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट नंबर 27-28 सो वी कैन चैंट 27 जातश्रद्धो मत्कथासु निर्विण्णा सर्वकर्मसु वेद दुःखात्मकान् कामान् परित्यागेऽपि अनीश्वरः जातश्रद्धो मत्कथासु निर्विण्णा सर्वकर्मसु वेद दुःखात्मकान् कामान् परित्यागेऽपि अनीश्वरः जातश्रद्धो मत्कथासु निर्विण्णा सर्वकर्मसु वेद दुःखात्मकान् कामान् परित्यागे व्यनीश्वरः तदोपजेत मां प्रीति श्रद्धालु दृढनिश्चया जुषमानश्च तान् कामान् दुःखोदार्कंश्च गर्हयन् जाता वन् हू हेस् अवेकेन्ड् श्रद्धा फेत् मत्कथासु इन् द डिस्क्रिप्शन्स् आफ् मै ग्लोरीस् Nirvarnah, disgusted, sarva, with all, karmasu, activities, veda, he knows, dukkha, misery, atmakan, constituted of, kaman, all types of sense gratification, parityage, the process of renouncing, api, although, Anishwarah, unable. Tataha, due to such faith, Bhajeta, he should worship. Maam, me. Pridaha, remaining happy. Shraddhalu, being faithful. Dritha, resolute. Nishchayaha, conviction. Jushamanaha, engaging in. Cha, also, tan, that, kaman, sense gratification, dukkha, misery, udarkan, leading to, cha, also, garhyan, repenting of. Having awakened faith in the narrations of my glories, being disgusted with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, my devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. This is the purport by servants of Srila Prabhupada. The beginning stage of pure devotional service is described here by the Lord. A sincere devotee has practically seen that all material activities lead only to sense gratification, and all sense gratification leads only to misery. Thus, a devotee's sincere desire to engage 24 hours in a day in the loving service of Lord Krishna without any personal motivation. The devotee sincerely desires to establish in his constitutional position as the Lord's eternal servitor, and he prays to the Lord to elevate him to the exalted position. The word Anishwara indicates that because of one's past sinful activities and bad habits, one may not immediately be able to completely extinguish the enjoying spirit. The Lord here encourages such a devotee not to be overly depressed or morose, but to remain enthusiastic and to go on with his loving service. The word nirvana indicates that a sincere devotee, although somewhat entangled in the remnant of sense gratification, is completely disgusted with material life and under no circumstances willingly commits sinful activities. In fact, he avoids every kind of materialistic activity. The word kaman basically refers to sex attraction and its byproducts in the form of children, home, and so forth. Within the material world, the sex impulse is so strong that even a sincere candidate in the loving service of the Lord may sometimes be disturbed by sex attraction or by lingering sentiments for wife and children. A pure devotee certainly feels spiritual affection for all living entities, including the so-called wife and children, but he knows that material bodily attraction lead to no good, for it simply entangles one and one's so-called relatives in miserable chain of reactions of fruitive activities. The word dhṛṭhaniṣcaya, steadfast conviction, indicates that in any circumstance, a devotee is completely determined to go on with his prescribed duties for Krishna. Thus he thinks, my previous shameful life, my heart is polluted with many illusory attachments. Personally, I have no power to stop them. Only Lord Krishna within my heart can remove such inauspicious contaminations. But whether the Lord removes such attachments immediately or lets me go on being afflicted by them, I will never give up my devotion service to Him. Even if the Lord places millions of obstacles in my path, and even if, because of my offenses, I go to hell, I will never for a moment stop serving Lord Krishna. I am not interested in mental speculation and fruitive activities. Even if Lord Brahma personally comes before me offering such engagements, I will not be even slightly interested. Although I am attached to material things, I can see very clearly that they lead to no good because they simply give me trouble and disturb my devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, I sincerely repent my foolish attachment to so many material things, and I am patiently waiting Lord Krishna's mercy. The word prita indicates that a devotee feels exactly like the son or subject of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is very attached to the relationship with the Lord. Therefore, although sincerely lamenting occasional lapses into sense enjoyment, he never gives up his enthusiasm to serve Lord Krishna. If a devotee becomes too morose or discouraged in devotional service, he may drift into an impersonal consciousness or give up his devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, the Lord here advises that although one should sincerely repent, he should not become chronically depressed. One should understand that because of his past sins, he must occasionally suffer disturbances from the material mind and senses. But one should not therefore become a devotee of detachment, and so do the speculative philosophers. Although one may desire detachment to purify one's devotional service to the Lord, if one becomes more concerned with the renunciation than with the acting for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, he is misunderstanding the position of loving devotional service. Faith in Lord Krishna is so powerful that in due course of time it will automatically award detachment and perfect knowledge. If one gives up Lord Krishna as a central object of one's worship and concentrate more on knowledge and detachment, one will become deviated from one's progress in going back home, back to Godhead. A sincere devotee of the Lord must be sincerely convinced that simply by the strength of devotional service and the mercy of Lord Krishna, he will achieve everything auspicious in life. One must believe that Lord Krishna is all merciful and he is the only real goal of one's life. Such determined faith combined with a sincere desire to give up sense enjoyment will carry one past the obstacle of this world. The words jada shraddha mat kathasu are most significant here. By faithful hearing of the mercy of the glories of the Lord, one will gradually be freed from the material desire and clearly sees at every moment the utter frustration of sense gratification. Chanting the glories of the Lord with firm faith and conviction is a tremendously powerful spiritual process that enables one to give up all material association. There is actually nothing inauspicious in the devotion service of the Lord. Occasional difficulties experienced by a devotee are due to his previous material activities. On the other hand, the endeavor for sense gratification is completely inauspicious. Thus, sense gratification and devotional service are directly opposed to each other. In all circumstances, one should therefore remain the Lord's sincere servant, always believing in His mercy. Then, one will certainly go back home, back to Godhead. ओम ज्ञानतिम्रान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाथ श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे It's a very, very wonderful verse and it's a very wonderful purport. So you must have pretty much understood what is there in. Anyway, I haven't prepared because it was quite spontaneous. There was nobody to give a class, so I had to speak something. So it's really, really enlivening verse. So the first point that is mentioned, that in devotional service, we embark our journey in the devotional service. We are faced with so many obstacles. So many kinds of thoughts come into our mind. And we have so many tendencies for sense gratification. And also we indulge ourselves in so many kinds of sense gratification, even though we know it is not good. Bhagavad Gita says, Ehi samsarjada bhoga dukkhayone eshate adhyandavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. One who is intelligent, he knows that the sense gratification, the gratification of the senses, that is, the senses being in touch with the sense objects, it has a beginning and an end. The happiness that it can provide, it has a beginning and an end. It means it is temporary. And we can never be satisfied with temporary happiness because we, the spirit soul, are eternal. So we can never be satisfied with anything temporary. So we get this knowledge and we try to understand this knowledge and we can practically see in our life as well as in elsewhere. We can see everywhere how people are struggling to enjoy in this world in so many different ways. Still, the heart is never satisfied. Even though people are making so much of money, still there is no content, there is no satisfaction. From birth to death, in so many different ways. Even in old age, I was reading an article in which is written how people are spending like close to $1 million for the apartment, the old age apartment where there is all facilities, including swimming pool. And, you know, if there is health problem, in a handicap or all these kind of things, they have special apartments. And the cost is close to $1 million. And there are so many people, they are waiting in list to get such kind of an apartment. So people are looking forward for sense gratification even at the old age. So what to speak about youth? What to speak about teens? Because this is the only source that people can perceive in material consciousness as the source of happiness. So they try to go for that. And when one comes to knowledge, when come in touch with the mercy of the devotees, when one comes in with the association of the devotees, we get some knowledge. We understand, okay, this is not going to give me happiness or satisfaction. Rather, you engage in the process of devotional service. You start chanting Hare Krishna. You start chanting in front of the deity. You start eating prasadam and start living with the devotees. Then we can see real happiness. Of course, in due course of time, we adopt to the process of devotion service. We try to be serious. We come in touch with the devotees. We start living with the devotees and we try to be serious in devotion service. However, at that time, we notice that even though I want to be 100% dedicated in service of Krishna, still there are so many obstacles. It is just like if we start cleaning our house, initially there will be nothing. Oh, the house is looking very spotless. Everything is nice. But take the broom, start cleaning. Then we see so much dust in the air. Everywhere there is dust. Why? Because dust was already there. So the process of grooming, process of cleaning actually showed us the dust. That's all. It is already there. So we think it's clean, but when we start grooming, then we see so much of dust accumulated. In the same way, when we start the process of devotion service, when we start chanting Hare Krishna, we understand, oh, there is so much of dust. There is so much of contamination within my heart. Even though I thought before coming to Krishna consciousness that I was such a pure and good person. I had a few bad habits. Still, I was a good person after all. I used to drink sometimes, I used to smoke sometimes, I used to go for parties, I used to do a little bit of nonsense here and there. Still, after all, I was a very good person. But now that I have started chanting Hare Krishna, and now I am seeing I am not that good. I have so many contamination, and that is coming straight in front of my eyes. And at the same time, in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, saying, oh, you had to be pure. You had to engage in devotion service 24 hours of day. Even while dreaming, no nonsense dreams. Think about Krishna. So this looks apparently contradictory and it looks apparently challenging. So difficult. So here in this verse says, okay, the reason behind that is we are carrying so much from our previous lives, maybe millions of lifetimes. I heard in one lecture that if we try to count how many lifetimes we had before, so suppose we had many, many lifetimes, we don't know how many, and we stack all the bones we had in our previous lifetimes, and if we stack one over one, on top of that the next, and it lets go like that, then it is apparently it can reach moon. So that much lifetimes we had gone through. So we had so much of impressions in our material consciousness. It means in one lifetime, we are encountering so many incidents. And so many incidents are creating so many impressions in our mind. So these impressions are there. And like that, we have gone through millions of lifetimes. And the sum total of the impressions are there within our mind. So psychologists have this expression, you know, the subconscious mind. One is the forefront of the mind and there is subconscious, deep within. So whether it is in the forefront or in the background, the mind has a lot of impression from our previous lives. Now, we have the tool of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the 9 process of devotion service, to rectify, to eliminate, to clear off all these impressions from our heart. So if we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for 6 months or 1 year, we think, okay, we have done devotion services for such a long time, and now all these impressions should go away immediately. But it doesn't happen like that. So this verse says, okay, you have to wait for some time, patiently. So one of the qualifications that the devotees should have in practice of devotion service is patience. Utsaham, nishchayam, dhairyam. One should be enthusiastic at the same time. One should be determined and one should be patient. Without patience, it is not possible to attract mercy of the Lord. Why? Because the Lord wants to see you are sincere and you are completely sold out for Krishna. He wants to test that. He wants to see that. When he sees that, then he gives his mercy. That is true with any service, even in any preaching activities. If we are fixed for some time, we are actually showing Krishna that we are sincere in our efforts to give Krishna consciousness. If we proceed this activity for enough period of time, when Krishna becomes pleased, then he actually sends devotees. Then Krishna reciprocates. So till then we have to wait. So even in terms of clearing of our consciousness, we also have to show our determination by patiently waiting for Krishna's mercy. So that is a prayer of Lord Brahma in the 14th chapter of 10th canto. He says, Tatenukampam susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipagam hritvak vaburphir vidadhan namaste jivetayo muktipade sadayabhak. So Lord Brahma is saying, a devotee has to wait. How? He has to understand all sinful reactions that one is facing. It is only because of our sinful deeds in this life as well as in our previous lives. And now, even though I am going through these reactions in so many different ways, I am happy to go through that, meanwhile performing devotional service with my words, with my body and with my actions. So this is the position, this is the qualification of a devotee. And if a devotee continues his devotional service with that determination, then it is mentioned he becomes Dayapak, that is Muktipade Sa Dayapak. He is the rightful proprietor of the property of his father. It is said if our father is millionaire, the only one thing the child has to do, the kid, if he may be a kid now, he has to do only one thing to get all these properties. To get $1 million, he has to do only one thing. That is just wait patiently. So, he doesn't have to do anything. It'll automatically come. In the same way, a devotee has to wait patiently while performing devotional service. Then, due to our past sinful activities, so many impressions are there. And the sad thing is, even from this lifetime, okay, previous lifetime, there are impressions, but we can't see all the activities in our face because we haven't seen, we have forgotten. By the mercy of the Lord, we have some forgetfulness, so that is good. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. So Krishna gives forgetfulness in this way, that is, he has given forgetfulness of our past deeds, even though the impressions are remaining. Still, the sinful activities of this lifetime, that is right in front of our eyes, we can see, oh, I did this, I did the other thing. And now all these impressions are coming straight away to my mind. So what to do? So it is said, still perform devotional service enthusiastically. Still perform devotional service enthusiastically. Never mind that these impressions are there. Doesn't matter. Still keep going in the devotional service. So why keep going in the devotional service? So one can think, okay, I can develop detachment because I understand especially the Gyan section of the Veda says, okay, if you consider opposite sex, consider it is a bag of flesh and mucus and this and that. Okay, it is fine. In that way, one can develop some kind of detachment to a little degree, but not so much. And in terms of cultivation of knowledge in that way, one can gain some knowledge to some degree. But to the degree that we really want to sustain our devotional service. So for that, it is said, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yat Ahaitukam. So the process is, while performing devotional service, one naturally develops Jnanam and Vairagyam. That is, knowledge and detachment are byproducts of bhakti. It is like if you try to study Bhagavad Gita without any devotion, without any association of the devotees, if you try to read Prabhupada's books without any association of the devotees, sometimes it can be difficult to understand everything. Some things can click. But our knowledge base, our understanding will increase as we associate with the devotees and we start chanting Hare Krishna. It's a mysterious process. If you see study of any other book, any other materialistic book, if we have enough intelligence and if we have enough analytical abilities, what kind of lifestyle we lead, it doesn't matter. If we take the book, if we analyze, if we study, we understand. We can go for the exam, we can write, we can get marks, that's it. It doesn't matter what kind of lifestyle one is going through. One can be a big researcher. I have seen many researchers. You know, the lifestyle they are going through is terrible. But doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they are able to find out many things. They are able to write papers. They are able to publish. They are able to convince many people. Okay, that's fine. So this is material knowledge. But if we try to approach Krishna consciousness in the same way, the Krishna consciousness knowledge in the same way, we will be a failure. Because the lifestyle does matter in gaining our knowledge. So we have to understand, only through devotional service, we can actually gain knowledge about Krishna. Bhaktiyamam abhijanati. If you want to know Krishna, then serve Krishna. Then we understand Krishna. This is the only way we can do. So we cannot develop detachment or knowledge without Krishna consciousness, without devotion to Krishna. Only through bhakti this will come naturally. And the process of development of this detachment and knowledge is directly based on the hearing of the holy name, the hearing of pastimes of Krishna. So the beginning is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. So it is starting from Sravanam, starting from hearing about Krishna. So it is said, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Satam Prasangan, Mamavirya Samvito, Bhavanti, Hrit Karna, Rasayana Katha, തജോഷണാദാശ്യപവർഗവത്മനി ശ്രദ്ധാരതിർ ഭക്തിർ അനുക്രമിഷ്യതി. സോ സദാം പ്രസംഗാൻ ഇൻ ദ അസോസിയേഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് മമ വീര്യ സംവിതോ. ദിസ് കപിലദേവ് ഈസ് സെയിങ്, ഹിസ് ആൻ ഇൻകാർണേഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ സുപ്രീം ലോർഡ്. സോ ഹിസ് ടെല്ലിംഗ് മമ വീര്യ സംവിതോ. മമ മീൻസ് മൈൻ, വീര്യ മൈ ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ്. സംവിതോ, ജസ്റ്റ് ബൈ കൺവേഴ്സിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് മൈ ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് ഇൻ അസോസിയേഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ദെൻ ദ ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഡെവലപ്സ്. Bhavandi hrit karna rasayana katha, and the qualities of such activities are such, it can actually give satisfaction to hrit, to the heart, and it can give satisfaction to the ears. So if you hear about that pastimes of the Lord, then shraddha, start from we actually develop real faith in Krishna. Shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Anukramishyati means it comes step by step, and the beginning is shraddha. Then Rati. Rati means attraction. And Bhakti refers to the pure devotional service. So as we can understand from the word Anukramishri, it is a gradual process. It is a step-by-step process. It doesn't happen automatically. And for that, we have to wait. So even though it's said, even though the past impressions are coming, it is popping up in our consciousness again and again, still one has to go through that. Understanding, okay, I have done this sinful reaction, sinful activities. Now that I am engaged in the devotional service, Krishna will remove that eventually and gradually. And the interesting thing is that as we go on, we can see the impressions start fading. That is an experience for everyone. There is some fading for those impressions that are coming to our heart. There is fading. It's not increasing, or we shouldn't try to increase that. And it is possible to increase the impressions, that is by again indulging in sense gratification. So here the point of sense gratification is mentioned because accidentally or due to that strong impulse, one may be engaged sometimes in sense gratification. But if somebody keep doing that, then it is exactly pouring water on the fire. So we are trying to, you know, very hard, we are trying to light the fire and to build some fire of devotional service, and if we pour a few buckets of water one by one, then it will extinguish. All the fire will extinguish. So one should be careful that intentionally one doesn't perform sinful activities. So that is, again, that is our part. We shouldn't do that. And he's mentioned, one must believe that Lord Krishna is all merciful and that he is the only real goal of one's life. The Supreme Lord is very merciful because he is patiently waiting. It is like we are asked to wait in devotional service maybe for one lifetime or maybe a few lifetimes. But the Supreme Lord is waiting for how many lifetimes for us? He is waiting for many, many millions and millions of lifetimes. Because we are Nityabhathas. Nityabhathas means eternally conditioned. Means, as we were discussing earlier, so many millions of lifetimes we have gone through. And in all these lifetimes, Lord Krishna is patiently following us. Maybe we had a body of a worm. Maybe we had a body of a cockroach. Maybe we had a body of a monkey. But in all these circumstances, Krishna is following us. He is Upadrishta, he is Anumanta, he is witnessing what we are doing. And he is sanctioner, he is giving sanction to our desires to fulfill. So he is patiently waiting for us to see. As it is said, in our heart there are two birds. It's an analogy. One bird is ourself, that is the spirit soul, and the other one is super soul, who is a plenary expansion of Krishna. So one bird is trying to enjoy this world so severely, with so much of force, he's trying again and again to enjoy. But in that process for enjoyment, he is getting frustrated. At the same time, the other bird is just witnessing, he's just seeing, he's calm and he's witnessing, and that is Krishna. So Krishna is patiently waiting for much, much, much more than us. So that we can see, he is very merciful. It is said, Bhrityasya Pasyati Gurunapi Na Parathan. Chaitanya says, even for his devotees, for his servant Krishna, even if somebody commits a great mistake, he doesn't see it as a great mistake. ഗുരുവിനപി നാ പരാധാനി. കൃഷ്ണ സീസ് ഇറ്റ്സ് ഓൾ റൈറ്റ്. സേവ മനാഗപി കൃതം ബഹുധാപ്യുപയതി. ആൻഡ് ഇഫ് യു ഡു എ ലിറ്റിൽ ബിറ്റ് ഓഫ് സർവീസ്, കൃഷ്ണ തിങ്ക്സ് ഓ ഹി ഹാസ് ഡൺ സച്ച് എ വണ്ടർഫുൾ സർവീസ്. തിങ്ക് ഓഫ് വാട്ട് എവർ സർവീസ് വി ഡു, ഈസ് ഇറ്റ് റിയലി സിഗ്നിഫിക്കന്റ്? ഇറ്റ്സ് നത്തിങ്. ഡസ് കൃഷ്ണ നീഡ്സ് എനിത്തിങ്? ഹി ഡസന്റ് നീഡ് എനിത്തിങ്. We give fruits and the offerings. We think, okay, maybe Krishna needs everything, and we think it's a big offering that we are giving. But for him, it's actually nothing. Krishna is not from a poor country. Krishna is not from Somalia. Krishna is from spiritual world. So he is not affected by hunger or thirst. No, he is only tasting devotion. So when we are offering, if we are offering with devotion, then Krishna accepts because of the devotion. Otherwise, he doesn't want. It is mentioned, that is the reason Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. It is not very, very opulent thing that Krishna is asking. It is Pushpam, it is just a flower. Even if you offer a flower with devotion, Krishna is ready to accept. Even a leaf, especially Tulasi leaf, Krishna is ready to accept because he is tasting the devotion. It doesn't mean we can offer anything and everything, but whatever Krishna asks for. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that even a gross materialistic person who has completely engrossed in the materialistic activity, even if he offers a flower, only a single flower to Mahaprabhu, just a single flower to Mahaprabhu, his consciousness will be transformed. He will become a devotee. So it is said, Sumana Kumanasyapi യാതി യസ്യ പദാബ്ജിയോ സുമനാർപ്പണ മാത്രേണ തം ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭം ഭജേ. സോ വി വർഷിപ് ദാറ്റ് ചൈതന്യ മഹാപ്രഭു ഹൂ ഈസ് റെഡി ടു ട്രാൻസ്ഫോം ഈവൻ ദ ഗ്രോസസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ദ മെറ്റീരിയലിസ്റ്റിക് പേഴ്സൺ ടു എ ഡിവോട്ടി ഇഫ് ഹി ഓഫേഴ്സ് ജസ്റ്റ് വൺ ഫ്ലവർ അൺ ടു ഹിം. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ദ മേഴ്സി ഓഫ് ദ മഹാപ്രഭു. സോ ഡ്യൂ ടു ദാറ്റ് മേഴ്സി വി ആർ ഹിയർ ഇൻ ഡിവോഷണൽ സർവീസ് കമ്മിങ് ത്രൂ ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ് ആൻഡ് ഹിസ് ഫോളോവേഴ്സ്. സോ വി ഹാവ് ടു ബി ഡിറ്റർമിൻഡ് ടു കണ്ടിന്യൂ the process of devotional service irrespective of the so called impressions coming from the previous sinful activities as well as our laziness. Just continue with our devotional service. In that way Krishna will be pleased. So if we continue our devotional service, Krishna will be pleased, and whatever purification that is necessary, Krishna can bestow. In that way we will become successful in our devotional service. So I stop here and see if there are any comments or questions. Yes, Prabhu.
If someone gives us two morals and these kinds,
yeah,
he might drift into impersonal worship.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah. Morals means there is no real love. If we have love for devotional service, if we have love for the devotees, if we have love for Krishna, even to some degree, then we won't become really morose. So morose means we are not deriving any taste from devotional service, because both cannot simultaneously exist. So it means morose means we are not deriving any pleasure from Krishna or devotees or devotional service. So our general tendency, even while being a devotee, is we can become very impersonal. Even though our whole philosophy is about personalism, but still we can become impersonal. Impersonal to devotional service, impersonal to Krishna, impersonal to devotees. Even if you are staying in the same room, impersonalism is a subtle thing. It's not that we keep declaring, okay, we are impersonalists. No. Even a devotee can act impersonally very, 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 very easily. When we stop caring for devotees, then we are acting impersonally. When we stop caring for pleasure of Krishna in our service, then we are actually moving in impersonal direction. So think of a situation when one is not deriving actually pleasure from devotional service or association, rather he is morose completely. Then even if we are acting in devotional service, our mind is not there. So one can actually deviate from devotional service to something else. That is, one can be a speculative philosopher. One can speculate about everything. One can become more internally absorbed in thought process, analyzing this and that. And that can actually deviate from the pure devotional service unto Krishna to the impersonal side. So being impersonal doesn't exactly mean that we actually start preaching, okay, the absolute truth, you know, Brahmano Hipradishtaham, we give different meaning to the verses like that. No. It is being impersonal to service to Krishna, impersonal to the devotees. Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu.
I want your experience. If you want to remember Krishna, you say chanting is the best way. What are the methods of remembering Krishna?
Okay. So, chanting is the prime process, especially for this age. But the process of devotional service starts from chanting and hearing. This is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So, another very strong process is worshipping the deities. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Doing service to Krishna. Practical services to Krishna. Preaching Krishna's glories. That is Kirtanam. So all these processes helps us to remember Krishna. Apart from chanting of Hare Krishna. But everything should go along with chanting of Hare Krishna. Okay. Any other questions or points? Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthasrimad Bhagavatam ki.